Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's more summery than summer berries and lemonade? Not necessarily together, although they could be. They could be maybe a pretty good combination. But the summer berries, I think of those as red raspberries, blackberries. You know, we're through the strawberry kind of season. But those kind of berries, and it could be blueberries a little later, but I want to talk a little more about those that are the bumpy kind, let's say, the raspberries, black raspberries, and so on. Because mostly about care. If you're going to use them right away, you know, no problem. It's the minute you get them home, stick them in your fridge, and then you're going to use them a little bit later. No problem. But if you're going to keep them a little while longer, then you may have some other choices. But either way, the first thing you'll want to do is wash them. And the simplest way, of course, is to put them in a colander and run cold water over them. And then probably paper towels are a good way to dry them. Let them lay out on paper towels or layer them in paper towels or other towels if you'd like. But you may have some stained towels. And, you know, then use them. However, if you're not going to use them for several days, it is probably a good idea to go ahead and wash them and dry them and store them in a container with dry paper towels to keep them from mushing together. And you may want to do an extra step if you're going to keep them for several days. Have you noticed if you've kept them for a few days, sometimes they have a tendency to get moldy? Well, the way to help prevent that is when you are doing the washing or after you get them washed is to run them through a solution of water and vinegar, because vinegar is going to kill any of the instant bacteria right there that's going to create the mold. And the combination is about 3 cups of water to 1 cup of vinegar. So, you know, you don't need to worry about the vinegar flavor, though. You can rinse those again, but that might be worth an extra step. Of course, the other option is to freeze them, and they're very easy to freeze. I usually like to, again, wash them, get them fairly dry, and then put them on a cookie sheet, some flat kind of thing, to put them in the freezer, let them freeze hard enough so when you put them in the bag, they are separate, and then it's so easy to take them out and use them, you know, a cup at a time or snitch them as a snack or whatever you'd like to do. And then after you've put them in the bags, of course, you want those to be airtight bags, or you could put them in jars also, any airtight container, and they will be good in the freezer for a long, long time. Probably a better method than saying, oh, you know, I can't use them right away. I wonder how long they'll keep. Because past several days, you're really taking some chances with them not being the best. Well, what about lemonade? How do you make lemonade? What do you think about when you think about lemonade? When I go to the state fair, sometimes the first place, but if not the first, the last place I go, I have to have before I go home, is one of those glasses of that lemonade that they make, shake up with the ice, and for some reason that is just the best. Part of it probably is because it's usually hot and you see it shook up with that ice and it's really nice and cold, but that is one of my favorite ways to get lemonade. Doesn't come around very often, and that's really why it's a treat, you know? It makes it very special. Other options. If you're going to make your own lemonade, well, of course, you can buy a lemonade concentrate, frozen concentrate, and just open the can, add the water, and there you have it. It's not my favorite just because I'm not real fond of that flavor. I think it's a little different flavor. But if you do that and you think, yeah, I don't know, you might want to try different brands because they will have different mixtures and come out with different flavors. The other thing that I sometimes do if I want to use that, I'm in a hurry, I try to have a lemon on hand and add the lemon and a little more water just to give it that little fresh flavor. And then, of course, there's all those dried crystals that come in all different sizes, different brands, different kinds of crystals, different amounts of sugar, different kinds of sweeteners, a whole shelf full of choices that you may enjoy and feel is good flavor and is very refreshing. May not be like old-fashioned lemonade, but it gives you kind of that same feeling. And again, you may want to try out different kinds. And again, sometimes I'm making a lot and I use one of those. I add a couple fresh lemons to it. That just seems like it perks it up. Well, if you want to take more time, then you might want to make a lemon simple syrup. And to do that, you make it with sugar and water and cook that until the sugar is dissolved. And while the sugar is dissolving, of course, you can get the lemons ready. From 4 to 6 lemons will give you a cup of lemon juice. And that's in this recipe. What you need is you start with a cup of water, a cup of sugar to make the simple syrup, cooking that together. It's basically heating it up. You're not really cooking it. Heating it up to make sure the sugar gets dissolved completely. And you're going to want a cup of lemon juice. After the sugar mixture, the syrup has cooled a bit, you can add the juice to the syrup water, sugar water, and then you need to add 3 to 4 to 5 cups more of cold water, depending on how strong you like it and how sweet you like it. You probably want to refrigerate it for maybe half an hour at least, and then, of course, add more ice to it to make it really, really cold. And like every recipe, you may want to change that a bit. But, and then just for fun, sometime you may want to try this. That's a little longer recipe. The shorter recipe, the way my mom always used to make it, is just to mix the sugar and the cold water and the lemon juice and just stir it all up until the sugar was dissolved. And the Betty Crocker recipe says 6 cups of cold water, 2 cups of lemon juice, so that's 8 to 10 lemons, and 1 cup of sugar. That's quite a different recipe than the other one. More water and quite a bit more lemon juice. So that's going to be really lemony. And again, you can start. The nice thing with these recipes, if you need a recipe to get started, is it's not all lost. You know, if it's not lemony enough and you have another lemon, you can add more to it. If it's too lemony, you just add more water, and same thing with sugar. So you can always make it to your taste. Now, it might not suit everybody else because everybody's taste is a little different when it comes to the strength of the lemon and how much sugar. And if you're using a sugar substitute, you'll need to experiment a little bit with that, but the sugar substitutes always have an equalizer there that tells you how much of your sugar substitute equals the amount of sugar. I think in both these recipes, to me, the sugar, it's a lot of sugar, although the one with 1 cup of lemon would be much sweeter than the one that has 1 cup of sugar with 2 cups of lemon juice. So, as I say, it's all kind of personal taste. And if you're really going to start kind of from scratch, which, you know, if you don't want to do it every day, fine. But sometimes it's kind of fun just to try it out. And then I visited with my sister this morning, she reminded me hers is the frozen concentrate. And then when you get it mixed up, you add it half and half with tea and that swamp water. And some people really love that tea and lemon combination. Well, back to the lemons, you can get a little more juice out of the lemons by doing a couple of things. And, of course, when you're buying the lemons, you want to get the most for your money. So the first thing you do is to let them stand out in the room to get to room temperature. Or if you forget to do that, then you could microwave them on high for a few seconds before squeezing them. And that'll make the juice it'll be releasing the juice a little bit better. And the other thing, and I know some of you with experience are saying, well, she needs to say this, or this is what I do. And that is rolling the lemons on the counter while pushing down firmly. That breaks the tissues inside and will release more juice. So a couple things to do there to get the most juice out of it. And then what do you do with the lemon rinds? Well, number of things. If you have a compost pile, you can take them to the compost pile. You don't want to put them in your worm composting. We found out from Laura Schwendinger. The worms don't like that citrus very well. But if you have a food disposer in your kitchen, getting it freshened up a little bit is to run those lemon rinds down through your disposer. It just seems like it freshens it a little, and yet it grinds them up really well. So one other use for your lemon rinds. So try some lemonade, whichever kind you think. It is a somewhat good substitute for other kinds of sodas, but if you're using the sugar, you're still got a pretty high sugar content here. Probably, as someone said, it shouldn't be an everyday, all day kind of beverage. What it is, fresh lemonade should be a treat, and that will, of course, limit the amount of sugar. So until next time, those who believe there's smoke, there's fire, has never tried cooking on a camping trip.